Can you tell me a little bit about Good Shepherd and what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So most people in this community have heard of Good Shepherd at one point or another, and a lot of people know of us as being a homeless shelter. That's one of the main things we're known for. They also know us as a soup kitchen. One of the things that we're really trying to make sure that people also see is that we are a group who's trying to end homelessness. Our mission is to feed the hungry, to shelter the homeless, but also to foster transition to housing. So sort of the most important piece of that is that fostering transition to housing. We actually have case managers here who are social workers who work with each of our guests whenever they come and stay and try to help them develop a plan to get back to housing, whether that's helping them find a job, helping them find resources, even something as simple as helping them get an ID. Last year was our record year, and we actually helped 238 people find somewhere to live who were previously homeless.
Okay, and so you guys are just right here in Wilmington, right?
Yep, we sure are. We're in Wilmington. We actually do serve a number of folks from the surrounding counties. So Brunswick and Pender folks will sometimes find themselves at Good Shepherd. But we always try really hard to, again, our wonderful case managers, help them find somewhere to live that's near where they wanted to live. So if someone comes to us from Brunswick County, we try to help them find housing back in Brunswick County.
Okay, gotcha. And where are you guys located?
We're on 811 Martin Street, just a little bit south of downtown.
Okay, cool. And how big is your operation?
It's, we have a skeletal staff for everything that we do. We only have 17 full-time folks and a handful of part-time folks, 500 volunteers. We really run off of volunteers, to be totally honest. Any given day, we have, 60 or so folks who stay at night. We serve about 85,000 meals every year. So it's a pretty large operation run by not a whole lot of people.
Okay, gotcha. And I guess I want to ask, it's the weather is bad right now. It's a little colder. Mm-hmm. Are you guys seeing more people in your shelter in these past few days?
Absolutely. As soon as it turns really cold or really hot, you usually see an influx of folks. And especially during the day. We also, on top of having a regular night shelter, which is sort of what people think of when they think homeless shelter, somewhere to sleep at night, we also have a day shelter that's open every day. And so folks can come days like this when it's freezing outside and, they're looking for a job and they don't have anywhere to go. They can come here and be in the warmth and read a book or watch TV or play cards and be safe. When it's cold outside or incredibly hot, our day shelter is pretty full.
Okay, cool. Well, how did you get this event going with Feed the Children?
Well, we've done it for a few years now. Feed the Children is just this great national organization whose main mission is to help folks find resources when they don't have them, and that includes food and water and education and sort of livelihood, their health. So they were looking for organizations to help them disperse these food boxes and non-food boxes, and we, of course, wanted to jump on that because, our main mission is to help, feed the hungry, so we want to help anyone who does that. So basically how this works is Feed the Children actually brought a huge truck this morning and it had 400 boxes, 25 pounds of food, and then 400 boxes of non-food things, including shampoo, conditioner, some books, some hygiene items, that kind of thing, and then a bunch of pallets of water. So we're going to be able to give 400 different folks each one of those items. So one box of food, one box of non-food, and a pallet of water.
And that's just happening in about 10 minutes, I guess.
Yep. We got a whole bunch of volunteers outside. We got people down the sidewalk right now, people lined up in their cars. It's going to be pretty busy for the next couple hours.
and you guys were handing out tickets, is that right?
Yeah. So the way this sort of has to work, because we only have a finite amount of boxes, is we tried to make sure that the folks who were coming into our soup kitchen were aware that this was going on. But the way that we can make sure that we're not having so many people come in and we have to turn people away, we wanted to make sure that we were able to hand out 400 tickets. And so we gave out these tickets to people who come into our soup kitchen for lunch. We contacted some area churches, some area feeding organizations who also help feed the hungry, and tried to just get the word out that way, because we knew that if it were too loud, we would end up having to turn away folks, and we really didn't want to have to do that.
Okay. Are you guys how many homeless shelters are there in the area?
You know, there's not a ton. You know, Mercy House is probably the other very large shelter here. Good Shepherd is a little bit unique in the way that we work in terms of homeless shelters in the area. It's really considered a best practice shelter. So there are a couple things about that. You know, part of it is the fostering transition to housing, but then also we're also a wet shelter, which just means, you know, sometimes people do come in who have been drinking, and we accept that. We accept people who have some issues, and we try to help them work through those. So our shelter is a very sort of open, inviting shelter in the area.
Oh, you mean like so you'll deal with people maybe with substance abuse problems or things like that?
Help them find those resources, and as long as there is no related violence, you know, they're still welcome here.
Okay. How did you get involved, or why did you get involved?
Why did I get involved in Good Shepherd? I've been in Wilmington for about 3 years, and I've been working with various nonprofits in the area. I worked at Habitat for a while, but my real passion in my life, my work life, is to try to help folks who have the short end of the stick, and I think that Good Shepherd understands that better than almost any organization around here. Good Shepherd really sees the folks who come here as, you know, no different than us, but they're going through a crisis. And I just think that's a really important message to give folks, is that, you know, we don't expect that, you know, you're going to be back on your feet tomorrow. We expect that it's going to be a hard road, but we also know that, you know, lack of affordable housing, mental illness, you know, domestic violence, disabilities, you know, substance abuse, or, you know, a family breakup can cause these kinds of problems. And those are very normal, very real-world problems. And I think Good Shepherd really takes care of the folks who come here and accepts that we're going to help you, and then we want you to be independent again. We don't just want to bandage the wound.
So not to get too personal, but you said one of your passions is to help people with the short end, who got the short end of the stick. Is there any particular reason why?
There is, actually. I've actually been in a couple Star News articles about this, but the reason that I am involved in any of this at all is I'm a very young cancer survivor, and I had never had any trouble in my life before then, and realizing what it's like to basically get the short end of the stick and to truly need people really changed my life and changed the trajectory of what I was doing in my life. And I realized then that, you know, my goal in my life had to be helping those folks who don't know where their resources are, you know, which is what lots of people, whether they're homeless or they are sick or anything, that's what people find themselves, the kind of situation they find themselves in. And it's important, I think, for me personally to help people who have that kind of an issue.
Well, good work. I guess for our listeners, I mean, this is a problem that you're sort of in the trenches, you know, every day fighting. It's an easy problem to ignore, I guess, the homeless problem. What should people understand, I guess, about what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that especially our executive director is always talking about is the need for affordable housing. And one of the number one reason that people end up being homeless is a lack of affordable housing. So if we aren't fighting to find places for there to be affordable housing, and Wilmington is not the best known for the most affordable housing around, it's really important, you know, for people who care about this problem to, you know, speak to their representatives and ensure that affordable housing is around. And, you know, people can have a job, you know, and they can have food, but if they can't find anywhere to live that's under $1,000 a month, they still are going to end up here. And that, I think, is probably the biggest message that we want to, you know, have just the public think about is, you know, homelessness is a many-faceted problem. But without affordable housing, you know, people who are starting to get on their feet are still going to be stuck.